sure, other stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
And now it's time for the best morning show on radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio in Studio City, California. Get ready for Sam in the Morning.
Good morning and welcome to the show. We are in Sherman Oaks, not in Studio City, but I had to get an old intro out from the archives. And today is Monday, February 10th. Thank you for joining us. I'm joined in the studio by a beautiful Brit named Charlotte. Welcome to the show, Charlotte.
Hey, I'm so happy to be here.
Well, I'm glad to have you. And we also have great guests who we're going to bring in just a second. So we'll just go over a few things. You know that I'm really warm in here, but you're fine, right?
I'm okay, but if you're too hot, feel free.
What we'll do is, as soon as we start talking to the guests, I'll turn down the thermostat a little bit, so I'm not warm. It over the weekend, it kind of changes in here. I don't know what the hell's going on, but anyway, welcome to the show, Charlotte. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. So we got a few minutes to meet on Friday, and we should just maybe get a little familiar with you and everything and what's going on. But maybe we can start with the weekend, because I want to sort of bring up what I did on the weekend. But how was yours? Did you have a nice weekend? What do you usually do on the weekend?
It was good. I actually waitress on the weekend.
Oh, really?
So my weekends are okay.
Yeah, okay.
I prefer the weeks than the weekends.
Yeah. So what do you do during the week then? Is that when you have fun?
Well, that's when I do my other job, which I like hosting on TV and radio online. So awesome. I much prefer my weeks.
So you work 7 days a week, pretty much?
Yeah.
Really? Wow. You're a hard worker.
I'm a workaholic.
Yeah. Some people are off 7 days a week, you know?
True. You know? No, I'm the opposite.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's good. So so you were born where in the UK?
In Sheffield. It's about 4 hours north of London, near Manchester.
Right.
So up in the north. But then I went to Florida State. Mm-hmm. I got a scholarship to swim there, so went to college there.
Oh, really? You're a swimmer?
Yeah.
Wow, isn't that unusual from England, being a swimmer? I mean, it's not like swimming weather there.
Right? As soon as I got offered the scholarship to go to sunny Florida, from scraping off snow on my car at 5 o'clock in the morning to swimming in an outdoor pool in the warm weather, I was like, yes.
I'll take it, right?
Yeah, there was no question.
Wow. So did you start swimming early on in your life?
I was about 8.
Really?
Yeah. And then I got competitive at 12. And I was swimming.
Very interesting. So did you want to pursue this, or did your parents sort of like tell you you should try swimming and maybe you'll do well?
My mom kind of threw me in swimming lessons, and then I got really good friends with the girls that were there, and I just wanted to go and just kept wanting to go to practice at 5 o'clock in the morning. And it wasn't until I got to America that I realized people really don't like swimming, training to be a swimmer.
Really?
It's really grueling.
It is, huh?
Yeah.
It's rigorous work.
I woke up at 4:30 every morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
We did over 25 hours in the pool a week training.
A week?
And then there's dry, like on land training too. So definitely a grueling sport for only one, pretty much one race a year.
That's true,
everything like builds up to. You race multiple times a year, but there's really only one race, that one competition where you
that
deep
really
it down
matters?
And yeah.
Oh, really?
So it's a grueling sport.
Yeah.
I don't think I want my kids to swim.
Really? Wow.
I want them to know how to swim, but not...
Right. Not professionally.
No, I don't think it's very rewarding. I mean, I loved it, but I think there's a lot more rewarding sports.
Really?
Yeah.
So it took you all these years to realize that.
But I love swimming. I mean, it was amazing experience, but I don't think it's the most rewarding sport.
So what's like your favorite swimming style? I mean, do you like freestyle, What do you like most?
Yeah, I swam distance freestyle. So I did the mile, the 500, and the 400 meters IM, which is 100 of each stroke.
Wow. I don't know how you can do that, man. I did 10 strokes, I'd like sink down the pool, you know. But it's fun. Swimming is fun. And I know they say it works out your entire body. So it's good for you, right?
Yeah, it's definitely a good workout. Since I think I retired about a year and a half ago now. And my body, oh my gosh, I can't eat what I used to eat.
Really?
I'm like, no.
Yeah. So, I mean, do you work out and stuff to maintain?
Yeah, not as much as I would like because I don't have as much time. And I would rather swim, but... Then to dry my hair after, it's like a whole palaver for a girl to like get ready after being in the pool. So I don't work out as much as I would like to, but yeah.
Do you do any other exercise and stuff? Or
Running and weight training. And
oh, cool. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, you got to work hard to maintain a body and health, you know. I mean, it's very clear. And I don't do that enough, you know, but that's okay. Hey, I've lived 53 years, so I must be doing something right.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. We'll see. We'll see about that, you know. But so that's cool. So you work this weekend. What kind of a place do you work? Like a restaurant, a bar?
Yeah, it's a sports bar.
Oh, okay. So that's fun, so right?
It's fun. And especially like I worked the Super Bowl and it was a lot of fun there. I really enjoy it, actually.
It's cool because you see people and stuff.
Exactly,
you know?
And I like talking, so.
Yeah.
So it works out well.
Good. Well, you're in the right place.
Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I had a good weekend. Saturday was quiet, but then I found out they had the Cannabis Cup held in San Bernardino. Have you heard of the Cannabis Cup?
That's cool.
Yeah. So this is like, for those who don't know, it's a weed convention, okay? And I thought, I got to check this out, you know, because, I mean, times are changing, you know? And but so I went there. It's in San Bernardino, so it was a drive of about an hour and a half. But if you saw the number of people there, it was just like packed.
Wow.
And so it was really cool. It was like a huge area, and then they closed it, and then you could come with your recommendation, the medical recommendation, and your ID, and they would let you into this area and everything. And they had booths, you know, of people selling their wares and buds and things like that, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I mean, this was like the first time I've ever seen this. And I'd been to Amsterdam and stuff like that, you know. So, over there, it's sort of like you just go into a coffee shop and you smoke and everybody's happy, you know. No pun intended. But... So I've never seen anything like this. And people are walking around and they're smoking and they're vaping and stuff. And it's just like everybody's one big happy family. And you go, wow, my God, you know, this is like so different from going to a bar. You know, I mean, you work at a bar and stuff, right?
Yeah.
People can get pretty rowdy
and
mean and things like that, you know. But there, it's like everybody's mellow, everybody's smiling,
chill,
there's music.
And happy.
Exactly, you know. And you ask yourself, what the hell's wrong with it? You know, there's nothing wrong with it. And people have gone to jail for these things, you know, for many years. So, I mean, although it was kind of ridiculous. I mean, it's like it's called medication. You know, people are coming to medicate in like hordes of people, you know. But let's call it what it is, and it's recreational, and people go and they have fun, you know. And just like in Washington and in Colorado, I think we're going to have it next. You know, it's just a matter of time. Our guest is happy. We'll bring them in just a second. We seem to have very fun guests here waiting. So
that's really interesting, though, and I agree with you. I think LA's like California is going to be next with
And you know, it's not for everybody, but you know, I mean, it's just like I'm a kid of the 60s and 70s, you know, and it sort of stayed with me.
Yeah.
So, and you know, I'm a happier person for that. So what the hell, you know? Mm-hmm. Every day people ask me, how are you doing? It's a great day, you know. I mean, every day is a great day for me. You know, even with those problems, I can overcome them, you know.
Yeah.
But I can't let it bring me down. So So that was that, and that was a lot of fun, and of course a lot of munchies to buy and things like that.
Yeah, I think they made a like lot of money on the
booth,
food.
But yeah, booth. They had the. Have you ever seen the grilled cheese truck like down here on Ventura Boulevard?
I actually saw your photo on Facebook. You and did? I was like, wow.
Have you heard of it before?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, it's often like here on Ventura Boulevard near Guitar Center and stuff. They'll stop.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna have to go.
Yeah, and everybody knows about it. That's why I didn't even put a cap into the picture, because most people know what it is. And I was just dying. I've always heard about it and I've seen it, but I never actually stopped. So they had it there, but the line was huge. And I'm bad with lines, you know. It's like I see a line, I run the other way. So, but I thought, you know, what the heck? And my friend was saying, well, you know, you really want it, so just stand in line like everybody else. I said, okay. 2 minutes later, the line's not moving. And I'm also realizing by the time you get there to pay, then you have to wait another 10 minutes for it to be ready for you. Yeah. So I thought, no, this is not me. So I had a pizza instead. But
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds,
you know,
good too.
But then they had all these booths with potato chips and candy. And
yum.
I told them, I said, perfect business in this place, you know. So it was a lot of fun. And I didn't stay till the end, but I guess they were awarding like the best quality buds and things like that, you know. So have you ever smoked marijuana before?
In college a couple times.
Like you didn't inhale and stuff, right?
But it's like not Bill really Clinton. For me. I don't hurts my throat a lot.
No, some people like, yeah, you lot. Seem like pretty wholesome to me, you know. Don't ruin your health with this stuff. Especially being an athlete and everything.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly,
yeah. You want to stay away from that. Well, this is cool. So it's nice to have you. I'm really glad to have you here. And let's bring in our guests, because I don't want to keep them waiting much longer. We have Jeff and Cindy Ullman. And I was really hoping you guys would remember today, because if you didn't have a calendar, you'd probably forget. Because we booked this some time ago, right?
Yes.
This was booked some time ago. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Sure.
We're from Colorado.
And I want to say something about the Cannabis Cup.
Sure.
Because there are students out there now, our son's one of them, who works as Students for Sensible Drug Policy.
Really?
Because it's just like alcohol. You know, you need to be sensible and smart about it. We have beer gardens. Why not have a cannabis cup?
Right.
And so it's all about educating kids on how to smoke weed in a smart way, or imbibe in edibles in a smart way, so that it isn't as dangerous.
Right. And that's a smart thing, because the kids will smoke anyway, you know. It's not like we should sanction this or anything, but the fact of the matter is kids do use drugs. So you're saying educate them about it.
Educate them. And actually, the alcohol rate for kids who are – so teenagers, they're drinking less alcohol. They're smoking more marijuana. But it's nothing to be as fearful of, because it's safer to drive stoned. And alcohol is far, far worse for your body.
Right. And yeah, and
marijuana is nothing compared to love. Love is the drug.
There you go.
That's the one that screws us all up. It's more costly. Forget about marijuana, heroin.
That's true.
Even coke and rum. Forget all that.
Yeah, and that's why you guys are here, to talk about love and romance and stuff, since Valentine's Day is just around the corner. You said Friday.
It's Friday.
Right,
yeah.
So wow.
Crazy. Yikes.
And it's Heart Health Month.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
I didn't realize that. So all of February is?
Yes.
Okay, and what is that about? Are you involved in that at
no.
all?
No. Isn't it Black History Month, too? I don't know.
Yeah, it's a month for everything.
What it's a hearty month.
Right.
President's Day?
President's Day happened in February.
So we're all about romantic ABCs. Always be courting. Always be thinking about ways to be more playful and loving and attentive and sexual with the person you love.
Sounds good. And what about the person you don't love? Should you be like that with them too?
Well, all depends. Are you,
kindness counts.
If
kill them with kindness.
If you're married, then you don't love them, we've got a problem.
You got a problem.
What about you don't lust for them? You don't like them.
Right.
That's a problem. There's a lot of people who are married and they say they're in love. They've got shared bank accounts. They've got kids. They, you know, house, etc.
Right.
So they've got this kind of not really forward motion. But
it's kind of a ho-hum, slippery slope into numbness. Autopilot.
Autopilot. They're roommates. Maybe they're excellent roommates, but the friendship's gone out. The courting, dating's gone out. The curiosity has gone out. So they just have this inertia on them. Boring relationships, and they say, "Oh, it's some normal." What's
Yeah.
What the F is normal?
Yeah, exactly. That's not normal because you're not going to last very long that way. And I know, you know, I mean, I've been through two marriages and stuff, and it's not an easy thing. You know, you've got to work on it. You've got to be friends with your partner. I think it's very important. But friends is not enough because, you know, once... And I think that's what happens is like the sex goes out the window the moment there starts being like resentment and arguments and things like that, you know, because if someone like constantly is on your case, why would you want to be intimate with them, right?
Absolutely. Those are the number one killers of a relationship or resentment and anger. But the thing is that you it's not really work because... Uh-huh. Life is so joyful.
Right.
We can make a choice to approach it happily or not. We make a choice to say nice things or not, you know, to focus on the negative. And when we think the negative thoughts, they become a reality, whether it's truth or not. So why don't we think the positive thoughts and make that a positive reality? So, for example, I can say, you're such a jerk.
Uh-huh.
But I really think he's just so wonderful. He gives me so many back rubs. My mind will focus on the butt, the after the butt.
Too many butts.
Yeah.
Right? But if you make your butts count.
I don't like her butts.
But you make your butts count. So, you know, you can say one little small thing because, you know, it's the truth to you, perhaps, for that fleeting moment. And then you balance it with the positive. Mm. Then your mind will start thinking in that positive direction.
You know, every time you give your mate an insult, at least perceived by them, and they may not tell you. They're keeping score in a fashion, as are you. So if I insult Cindy by rolling my eyes, not paying attention, or saying or trying to fix a problem that she's not asked me to fix, but just wants to share,
right?
That's going to cause a problem, and you know, 1,000 cuts in a relationship, and you're dead, so to speak.
Right.
So every time there's relationship scientists who have delved deeply in this, and we talk about this on Twology, which is a free website. That we promote. For every one perceived insult that the receiver receives, whether the giver recognizes or not, they need to make up, just to get to zero or to neutral, at least 5 genuine compliments. Mm. So if they're being received in an ornery or obnoxious or an unloving, unfriendly way, they're going to get screwed, so to speak, in the bad way of screwed.
Right.
But it's really easy. I mean, you can do a tender touch, smiling. It's simple, right? Words of appreciation, touching, just a fleeting touch, just to let you know I'm there for you. You can undo all the damage by being very proactive. And you do that when you're courting. For some crazy reason, people, once they're in a committed relationship, stop courting each other. Yeah. They stop being intentional. Right. And they stop making it fun. The number one need for men is to have sex. Women need to initiate.
Duh.
We want more than sex. We want playfulness.
We want a recreational playmate, someone to have fun with. Why are people not having fun anymore?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Charlotte, now have you had like serious long-term relationships?
Yeah, I've had one. It was in college, so I don't know if I believe in college relationships working. I think there's too many distractions, and he ended up cheating on me after about 2 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So
that guy's crazy.
Yeah.
Now, or you're less beautiful under the skin because you've got a
fabulous person.
That's right. Yeah. Too bad this is not television. It's radio. They can't imagine.
It's okay. They'll get to see a picture and stuff. Okay. That's okay. But yeah, that's the thing is that, you know, I think. So people cheat for various reasons, right? But, I mean, being with someone as beautiful as her, and she's nice too, you know? I mean, you don't seem to me like you hurt people, you know? So why would someone turn around and cheat on her? Obviously, the problem is not with her, right? She shouldn't internalize
that. Well, we don't really know. We don't know the dynamics because every relationship is different, and people tend to wear masks, and they're not truly transparent with each other. Mm. We all have masks. We all have secrets. He could have a totally secret hidden life. It's his own issue and has nothing to do with her.
Mm.
Or it could have to do with women tend to nag. I'm not saying you do. Women tend to whine.
It's true, though. Women do.
Nag and whining. And men just don't want to deal with it. You know, they want to have fun and they get over things quickly. Mm-hmm. Women tend to hold on to it.
They keep score.
they keep score. And, you know, I have to say, Jeff and I are all about keeping score in replenishing your emotional bank account mm-hmm. by doing acts of service and good deeds and kindnesses and giving gifts, small gifts, all the time.
Great.
And love notes. He's the most romantic man I've ever met.
Really?
Right.
So how long have you guys been together now?
Over 20 years.
Wow.
Married for 18 and 20.
And we have 6 kids. We are blended families.
Six
We've been
kids.
Wow,
done that.
That's incredible.
So is this your second marriage for both of you? Or
no. I don't want to talk about the number. But
I see. Okay.
But most of my life. And
he didn't find the right woman.
That's right.
Until you found her.
Yeah, I hit her father. Yeah. Well, not hard. Just on the shoulder and said, damn it, why didn't you track me down and find me? I didn't know you.
Yeah.
Not my fault.
Yeah.
I always say he wasn't ready for me yet.
Yeah.
It was timing.
So we've been married. She had two. I had two. We have two kids. And
Very cool. So it's refreshing to see people. Yeah.
We've also been through thousands of marriages and thousands of divorces. And what do I mean by that?
In what ways?
Well, we've talked heart to heart privately with thousands of couples.
And you've matchmade.
I used to be the I created a company and some TV shows mm-hmm. in the 20th century, and I helped more singles meet, date, and marry than anybody in the world.
Really?
So,
wow.
It was Great Expectations, video dating. Do you remember that?
Oh, really?
That was you.
Yeah,
yes,
love connection.
And everybody has these great expectations, and what duology is about is fulfilling your expectations.
Wow, and I think that's something that I think people have such high expectations of a relationship and don't expect the lows, and especially females, they don't want to deal with all the drama that men bring, and yet it might be nagging.
Women bring the drama.
It depends on where you look at it.
Women do bring the drama, but it's from things that men have done. That is why.
We forget to be romantic. That's our biggest problem. Is once we think we landed the big fish, so to speak, the woman.
That's true.
And we reeled her in. You know, we're this great hunter. That, you know, not game over per se, because we'll mouth the words love is hard work or marriage is hard work or relationships hard work, blah, blah, blah. But we just get stuck into the same hairdo, so to speak, the same clothes, the same way, you know, behavior, the same everything. You know, dinner and a movie, then there's a kid, so of course you can't go out.
Right.
And then if you go, I have to go for a weekend vacation somewhere, you take the kid. How romantic is that?
Yeah.
And the kids are teenagers, and take the kid.
Women need foreplay long all throughout the day. So let's put it on the man.
That's right. Emotional foreplay.
To do foreplay all day long. But I
like,
want to say
with
something.
With a mind, you mean?
Like touching,
you text.
With flirting, with slapping your butt. With
you don't mean like cunnilingus all day and things like
with
that.
Non-sexual touch.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
So
I wouldn't mind both kinds, you know? I mean, I'll give you foreplay all day.
You'll wear out.
Yeah.
unless you're a professional, wear out. But foreplay that Cindy is talking about gets you excited. In other words, if I were to text her and say, take a shower tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Or with me, or let's get a babysitter,
right?
Or let's have the house to ourselves, or I'm going to bring home your favorite
cupcake, or
something. Just the anticipation. I mean, think about when you were dating somebody, her or somebody else. You imagined it. You scheduled sex. You know, you definitely did. Both people showered and shaved and put on different clothes that maybe felt good. And when you went out to dinner, you didn't eat too much. That was heavy because you didn't want all the blood going to your stomach and whatnot.
Right.
So you planned sex. I mean, why can't couples plan sex? I mean, there's nothing mechanical about it.
Right.
There's nothing automated by it.
Right. It's like setting a date or something. You know, I mean, you both are like on the same page at the same time, you know, and I can understand that. I mean, it makes sense, you know, other than having these problems of like, I'm not in the mood right now. And
you know, we believe in taking it for the team.
Right.
Be a team player. Giving it up. Putting yourself. If you smile, you're going to feel happier. If you get into sex, you might enjoy it. Mm. But I want to say one thing that I want to get back to the drama and everything else. We have a lot of experts on our website. World-class experts. And they're fantabulous. Mm. And what one of them, his name is Alan Berger, and he's in Hermosa Beach. And one of the lines that I love about his is that we all must pay attention to is, if you want to get more personal and have a deeper relationship, don't take things so personally.
Yeah.
Right? So, for example, when he gave the example, take a shower, someone else could interpret it as, does he say I'm smelly all the time? Does he not like the way I taste?
Yeah.
Instead of taking it in the way that he was intentioning it.
Right.
Jennifer Johnson-Jones is also a PhD in clinical psychologist.
She's in Manhattan Beach, I believe.
No, she moved to Melbourne. But she talks about, that it's not the toothpaste.
Right. So, like when your spouse, your boyfriend is annoying you and you're like, God damn, why can't he just put the top on the toothpaste? Or why can't he close the toilet lid? It's not about that. It's your emotions on a deeper level. We're thinking he's doing it on purpose or she's doing it on purpose.
Right.
And it's our feelings of wanting to feel needed and appreciated and not abandoned. And so if we look at it, it's not the toothpaste. Don't take it personally. Look at it on a deeper level. Where am I hurting about this and what's the big deal?
Right.
And decide if you want to make a big deal out of something so little.
That's true. So you should analyze why you feel in a certain way, because I know, yeah, there are things that irritate me, but I think it's because I'm just set in my ways and I expect them to be the same way, and that creates problems.
Right. That's why we developed Tuology, really for guys, quite frankly.
Really?
Yes, for guys.
So tell us a little bit about the website.
So first of all, it's free. Nobody has to register there unless they really want to get into some great stuff.
Okay.
But, so it's free. It's our way of socially giving back. And there's over 1,300 videos.
The website is called what?
Tuology, like T-W-O, two people.
Right.
Like the study of.
Tuology.
So, tuology.com.
Okay.
And anybody in the world who has an internet connection, through mobile or desktop, laptop, you name it, can go there and get it.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole idea is we are not an educational website. Why? Because people who are couples over the age of 21, they already know most everything that they should or shouldn't do. They know the do's and don'ts. They're good in marketing. They're good in sales. They found somebody.
Right.
That person found them. They closed the deal. They got married or they moved in or had kids or they didn't have kids. They have a life. The problem is, as life goes on, we forget.
Yeah.
We're building a business. We're building a house. We're fixing our problems. We're dealing with our aging parents or our young kids, whatever. It's all busy. So guys don't have we don't feel comfortable in the locker room or the gym or anywhere saying, hey, Fred, I've got a limp penis emotionally or physically. What do I do about it? Or my wife is complaining I'm not a dancer. I don't hate to dance, or
right.
Or love note. My wife knows I love her. I don't know why I have to tell her. I mean, guy, why aren't you? You're not getting ahead, if you will.
Right.
Take that any way you want. Because you're not romancing your girlfriend or your wife. And so Tuology is not just for women.
Right.
Or
men.
But it really tells people exactly what to do romantically on things. So it doesn't take a point of view of, here are all the reasons why to do it. It says, okay, you want to learn how to write a love letter? Here. You want to learn how to do a picnic basket or how to have phone sex or how to heal or repair or there's a Christian way or a spiritual way or a Jewish way of dating your mate while still raising kids.
Right.
How busy parents or exhausted parents or other adults can have more energy. These are all specifics.
Right.
And we have materials needed and ongoing, how to keep it up.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Wow.
Now, so people, they stay together for many different reasons, obviously. But, I mean, it's possible for someone to genuinely just get bored with the other person, no? I mean, sometimes you sort of like grow apart, I think. It's, after
doesn't
like...
Doesn't happen overnight, though.
No, it's not overnight, but that's what I'm saying. But, you know, at a certain age, you meet someone, 10 years, 15 years later, you realize, you know what, neither one of us is the same person anymore.
Great.
So we don't get along anymore.
That's
but
normal.
You can reinvent your marriage.
Really?
Most marriages go through 5 different renditions of their marriage.
Wow.
And so it's a kind of a fun game.
Doing over what period of time? Five
decades.
Five.
Look, people change jobs.
Right.
People move out of their house.
Right.
Friends come and go. Relatives die. Your kids move out.
Right.
You stop watching CSI shows and start watching something else. You stop watching TV totally because you're going to watch video or listen to the radio.
Right. But it doesn't affect you the same way that it does in the relationship, where you have...
Okay. Yeah. I've got an answer for that.
Okay.
Okay. Have you ever made a New Year's resolution before?
Let's say I have, yeah.
Okay, stop smoking, lose weight,
yeah.
Do X, do Y, etc.
Right.
And the top 10 resolutions are just that. They're, you know, save some money.
Eat healthy, lose weight.
Stop smoking, right? You name it. But do you know that in the history, the 30 or 35 years of history of the keeping these top 10 lists in the United States, even though we know what resolutions are, New Year's resolutions, couples don't make them. You don't see anything like improve my marriage, get child care, go on a weekend vacation with my husband, my wife, without the kids, you know, make a mission statement, retire one big financial debt, do more chores, apologize more frequency, don't bring in a cell phone on a date, or don't pay attention to it.
Right.
There's lots of things, but we don't make them. So what we put on Tuology, how to make resolutions for couples. Again, very specific. And so all guys need are tools. We're really good with tools.
Right.
Whether it's a screwdriver or a lawnmower or a phone or just instructions or lists.
Right.
In fact, we have these relationship tools. Again, they're free, at least for now, in which you indicate your resolutions, which are the same thing as goals, because you don't have to make them the first of the year. You remember to, you know, you don't want to forget to do these various things.
Right.
Because, you know, you don't want to start something good and then end it by, oops, you're not important to me.
Right.
Then you don't have trust in both sides of the relationship. So you can get these free emails or text messages sent to you with whatever frequency you want. Once a day.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So you don't. So, I mean, guys, quite frankly, this is perfect for us lazy bums. I mean, we don't have to put all that much energy into thinking about romance as long as we can look at what's available.
Right.
Sitting on the John or sitting in line or in a car, just scan it on our phone at Tuology.com. You see all this stuff, and now we're king of romance again.
Yeah.
So he goes from being a bastard to a prince, and she goes from being a bitch to a princess, and we have makes me happier lists. And it's we all want to be happy, so why not, you know, have those lists.
Right.
And the lists are drop-down menus. We've got over 1,000 suggestions on what you can exchange with each other that'll make you happier. So he can become the Prince Charming in your fairy tale, because we all have those fairy tale endings in our mind.
Right.
And so it'd be like, you know, close the toilet lid and do the kitty litter box, hug me more, rub my neck at night without having to be asked. And it's intentional. It's all about being intentional.
You know, you said a little while ago, though, that people kind of fall away, slip away, have different interests after 5, 10, 20 years. Okay, that's natural. But we don't have these intentional relationships, which is what Cindy said. Mm-hmm. And by intentional, we say, okay, just like I'm concerned about what food I'm going to put in or taking my medicine every day or checking my kids' report cards or whatnot, intentional. I'm going to be intentional with you, my girlfriend. You intentional, my fiance. You intentional, my wife or husband. And what does that mean? I'm going to look at a list every once in a while. And so what if you catch me looking at, oh, excuse me for trying to improve our relationship? I'll get all the sex I want that day or night because I'm doing it for her. And for the guys who say, oh, you know, I can just roll over and talk to her, or I can just text her, I can just, well, why the F haven't you done it?
Right.
And how do you, look, women are romantic creatures. They're like camels, romantic camels.
Uh-huh.
Just like you give a woman, a camel, a little bit of water, and it's fine for a while. With a woman, if you give them genuine romance, genuine compliments, no goofing off stuff, that'll last them a long time.
Women want to be noticed. And so it's all about affirming that you've noticed and you cherish her and you desire her.
That's true. That's true. I can see that. I mean, I can totally see that, you know. But is it true that when they say that men use love to get sex and women use sex to get love?
Men need sex to feel good about the relationship.
Right.
It's true. That's why I said take it to the team.
So they put up with the love part, right, rather than embrace it. And actually say, hey, I can actually enjoy this as much as the sex part, you know.
We like the like
the romancing.
Part. We want this playfulness. I mean, I'm not saying that if we're big fishermen or runners or we're into fixing cars, our women's got to do the same thing.
Right.
But if our woman totally ignores our car building, okay, or our sword collection or whatever, if she totally ignored it, we don't like that.
Right.
Or if she's harsh, that's not playful.
That's harsh. Or critical. Or why are you spending money or time?
So, guys, here's a tip. If you do chores unasked for, you will get more sex. It's statistically proven.
Yes. And less nagging.
Yeah.
if you're perceived by your mate as being genuinely in the relationship after 25 years, okay, of ups and downs and roller coasters and everything and hell and heaven, etc. If you're generally perceived as someone who goes out of your way and you pay attention to this person who is not just a bookcase, just not a fixture, you know, in the house, but as a real right. living person with different kinds of feelings in yours, you will get so fewer problems
right.
and so much more fun and more sex. This is not just about sex. It's right. about being happy.
Right.
Sex is not important to a lot of people. Look, right. you know that there's almost 22% of all American adults over the age of 18 who had zero sex last year. Zero. Mm-hmm. And they're in marriages.
Right.
Zero.
In marriages.
Sexless
zero
marriages.
Sex.
Yeah, and there's a lot of them, you
oh,
say.
Oh, yeah, and we're not talking about the 85-year-olds. We're talking right. about the 37-year-olds.
Right.
The soccer moms or dads. Right. NASCAR
That's
drivers.
Sad, though, and I think that's sad, though, because it's kind of like your relationship's just depleting. And I hear a lot of people say, I love him, but I'm not in love with him anymore.
See, there's the buts again, and you're right. But the good about her or him, but this, and if you talk about me to your girlfriends, how do I know that the next time I see them in, you know, wherever, and they're not, and they're giving me the evil eye, I'm wondering what,
yeah,
what's
what
going on?
Yeah, what did you say about me?
Well,
right.
the same thing with relatives. The fact of the matter is most husbands and wives, they rag on their spouse. They mm. don't brag on them. They don't right. say, my Henry just, you know how he hates to dance. God, he hates to dance. He was a great football player before, but he hates to dance. He took some lessons. I mean, he's still a klutz, but he took me on the floor, and that was the most romantic thing in the world.
Mm.
Wow. I mean, just a little thing like that. So if you right. don't like something, and you go out of your way to do it, even a little bit, like a love note or anything.
Right.
Your mate, like, falls in like with you again.
Right. And not only that, you know, but some men, you know, they say, yeah, I need the sexual pleasure. I need the immediate gratification and stuff. But I think that men also realize that when you're actually romantic and you love the person, it is a different experience mm-hmm. than just physical sex.
It
you
is.
You know, even for men.
And men and women alike need affection and attention. Mm. And it's all about being mindful and letting the person know that you actually do care. They're not just, you're not in an autopilot robot marriage. You
right.
notice, I notice you. I give you a lingering glance. I smile at you. I wink at you. I talk nicely. I brag about you to right. other people. And I cherish you. And men want to feel respected and
right.
desired just as much as women want to feel respected and appreciated and noticed.
Right. No, that's true. You know, and I think it's like totally like magnified when you look at like younger people. People, you know, because for them it's like all this rejection and all this stuff is like devastating to them, you know. Whereas I think, it can be devastating for me too, you know, if a woman does not appreciate me, she doesn't see. But there can be times I think when there's still resentment there, you know. She's not going to go around and tell people I'm a klutz or I'm this or I'm that, like he was saying. She might say great things, but then when you get home, it's a whole different relationship.
That's the thing. We really like couples to remove their masks and be transparent and be upfront. And don't say yes when you mean no.
Right.
Like, be authentic. Show that kind of respect, because we all deserve that kind of respect. We went over wedding vows. We're big on couples rereading their wedding vows every year, because we promise so many wonderful things and we don't do them daily like we're supposed to.
What do you think of, let me ask you, what do you think of a guy or girl, man or woman, I don't mean to be teenage-like, who makes vows, who swears by law and by morality that they will abide by all these promises till death.
Do it's intense.
Part. That's intense.
It's really intense.
Are these crazy people?
Big commitment.
I mean, till death do we part?
Uh-huh.
Isn't that a little insane in a way? And yet, we even at Tuolage, we guarantee people's happiness. Now, if we were to right. charge money, we'd still stand behind a happiness guarantee, because the one thing that started Tuolage was I was assumptions. I was assuming that I knew it would make my wife happy, and I was right on some things. I spent a bunch of money on some tickets once and some entertainment, and she why are you taking me here? It was supposed to be a surprise date.
This is for you, not for me.
Yeah, and I said, well, what, you mentioned this, you know, performer, and you, the, what are you talking about? Well, so she meant, so I thought I went out of my way. I spent all this money. I did all these things. I thought, hey, it's going to be a great night, fun, sex, whatever. Not even the sex, just the fun.
Right.
Nah, she didn't like it, really. So we got the idea of these happy lists. And they said, well, look, I know what makes my husband or wife happy. Just ask them. Or I know, right. Look, I have 12 kids with them, whatever, you know. You don't. People change. Their music, their hairstyles, their attitude towards baseball players. I mean, just right. For comics, lots of things change. So we give people an opportunity to, on their own time and privately, compile a list of what makes me happy,
yeah.
And give it to their spouse or the right. Boyfriend, girlfriend, makes no difference. And then they get one back.
Right.
So now you both are completely up to date.
And you get reminders.
Yeah, and then you get in reminders. Like, I didn't know you wanted to go to a Philippine restaurant. What? Philippine? No. Or you mean Thai? Oh, yeah, Thai. There's lots of things. So if your spouse feels, and of course thinks, that you're really dating them, we use the word courting. Mm. Always be courting. You're going to have such a happier relationship. You can go out and fight the battles of the world out there. You can differ on money. You can differ on lots of things. But if your spouse continues to trust that you hold your relationship as the preeminent relationship in the world for that person,
your priority
you're great.
Over your children.
You're great.
And that's the issue a lot of people do. They make everybody, they say yes to everybody.
Mm.
And their relationship they put on the back burner because they take it for granted. And
right.
It shouldn't be that way. Your kids and your family and your community need to see a healthy, strong marriage. Black communities are desperate for good role models of happy marriages. And we have several wonderful experts on our website that are so very proactive in their communities because people think black people don't know how to have happy marriages.
No, you're kidding. They have great marriages.
They need excellent role models, and every community needs that.
That's true. That's true. Now, how long ago did you guys start Tuology?
Well, we just launched it in December.
Okay.
We were working on it for years and years and years.
Really?
Lots of research.
Self-funded.
Wow.
Really? So the idea came up years ago.
Yes.
It came up after he matched so many singles.
Right.
And
I remember that back in the 80s, you know, you had like those video dating things and, you know,
80s and 90s.
Yeah. But was it still in the 90s too?
Yeah, we started in 1976.
Oh, so it wasn't the 80s. You see, I mean, that's how old I am, and I can't even keep up with my dates.
Either kind of date.
Yeah. But no, so I guess it was in the 90s.
And then we had Love Connection, which is a different version of video dating.
Right.
And
was funny because it was before the internet and stuff, right?
Yeah, Match.com started in 1995.
Right.
When we sold our company.
Oh,
we
wow.
continued with it for a while. But, you know, there's a lot of so we know really what single people's expectations are.
Right.
But the problem is when they get married and they're in this, you know, limerence period, this happiness, this feel good, the hormones are going back and forth and
right.
sex is good and they can try, they feel triumphs over relationship problems. They were able to overcome problems with their kids or with friends or exes or whomever. But that's a false feeling because then life happens
right.
and you have many pressures. And the problem with most marriages is that it's not suddenly a divorce time or not suddenly affair time. Things start slowly seeping out, slowly. The little insults.
Right.
You know, oh, I'm sorry, but you're looking away.
The
micro inequities,
they're so subtle and they're just very subtle.
You don't even know them, and suddenly somebody, why are you exploding at me? And you know, and then you're thinking, oh, but the mate's thinking, what are you talking about? I've written you about it. I've talked with you about it. I've yelled at you. I've talked to you in the car about it privately. I've shut the door so the kids don't hear. I've even told your best friend to tell you. Well, blah 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 blah. You refuse to go to therapy.
Right.
You know, refuse to take a quiz or an assessment or a book because guys think I'm not going to read a relationship
and
book.
Women love you these know? Quizzes. Do you love those right. Cosmo quizzes?
Yeah. And I don't know if this might be an immature question, but I feel like a lot like country songs, how that old lovey-dovey and movies put this idea in a female's mind and a guy's mind to some extent that a relationship doesn't need work. You don't need to really do much. And this idea of the perfect relationship And really, soulmate. Everything needs work. Yeah. And I love the idea of the list, but I feel like a lot of guys, I think girls might be, I don't know, is it? Are there a lot more girls that, or females that
look, people like,
would
look,
like to try
airline
it?
Pilots use lists. Surgeons use lists. Car mechanics use lists.
Right.
Teachers use lists. Nothing is wrong with using a list because you make certain that you're, look, you're juggling. You're,
right.
You know, you look at your, you keep your phone and you're worried about your kid's sickness.
Right.
You know, or your stock tip, or whether your baseball game is going on tonight, or bowling, whatever it is. We're distracted. We're
right.
distracted. We make mistakes. And when I insult my wife, you think she's going to, you know, easily forget that? No, it's a hurt.
Right.
Especially it hurts more if she does, if she knows that I don't know, I just insulted her.
It hurts even more if you've depleted the emotional bank account. Yeah. If you've like worn out your goodness in me and you need to start putting a lot of goodness back to make up for that. But I do want to say that, you know, these lists, they are deliberate. They are about being intentional. And, you know, we've had six kids, as we mentioned, and it always baffles me to see these mothers fawning over their children and not fawning over their mate. They are lovingly and
always
kind of
touching
sensuously
their kids.
Touching
not
their
sexually,
kids.
Yeah. Not just, you know, touching.
And affirming their children
right.
and affirming their girlfriends and affirming their dogs.
They don't hold, they don't hold hands with their husbands.
Right.
And they stop That's doing amazing. It with each other.
And the husbands like, don't massage their wife's necks.
Right.
You know, right, so like I pet my cat all the time and it feels like fur, mink. I love it. And I'm right. like, why am I not petting him the same way?
Yeah. We won't talk about what else.
No fur, yeah. No cute fur. All right, so we got to wrap up. So tell people again the website.
Twology, Twoology. It's free, at least for now.
Okay, so they can get like advice and
yeah.
things like that,
it's,
right?
It's more than, it's, again, it's not educational. Twology.com is meant to give specific romantic and relationship and tools. So that anybody who wants to, you know, just put the cherry on the, and keep the cherry on top of their relationship.
Right. Right.
And also go to our Facebook page. Like us. We've got quizzes.
Okay.
Glad to take them.
We'll take quizzes.
Relationship quizzes.
I like quizzes too. So what's the, so the Facebook page is also Twology?
Yes.
Okay. And So people can find, but you're not doing any matching or anything.
No,
there's enough sites to do that,
yeah, yeah.
right?
It's not online dating. It's dating your mate.
Yeah.
Married sure. or married or not.
Right.
Gay
straight,
or straight.
That's right. Makes no difference.
No, I mean, you guys are like so full of information. I'd really love to have you back here sometime, and we'll continue talking. But I wanted to bring this up because this happened the other day. My friend told me that he's got an open relationship with his wife, right? So the other day we're talking and he's like, yeah, my wife is on a date right now. She'll come back tomorrow. And I'm like, how can people do this? You know, what do you think of that? I mean, because he claims their marriage is very strong, you know, and they have a great sex life. So, I mean, how obviously I couldn't do that.
I couldn't either. Look, in the late 70s, that started to come out in Los Angeles and New York, books about that. But most of them didn't work.
Mm.
But there's nothing wrong with two consenting adults.
That's right.
You have to have an agreement, a plan.
Right.
And that's part of your mission statement in your relationship, perhaps, or your resolution right. or your goals. And if it works for them, and if they keep checking in with each other, because that's important to just check
right.
in, whether it's your financial goals. Is this working? Do I still want to keep paying, you know, these bills? Maybe you should do that part of it. It's the same thing with your sexual relationship.
Right.
And what happens to a lot of couples is they bring that sizzle back into the bedroom
mm-hmm.
and that fantasy, and it makes it more exciting if they're both in agreement and practicing safe sex.
Right. So if it works for them, then there's nothing
right.
wrong with it.
It works for them.
Right. Exactly.
So what's wrong with
it?
You don't
right.
like chocolate. I don't like chocolate mint.
But
right.
they have
That's
to both
true.
Agree. You know, when you start hiding.
Right.
It's
That's the thing
ending.
About
yeah.
those relationships is there's no deception, you know, there's openness there. So it's obviously better than cheating and all that stuff, you know. So maybe that just helps the relationship, you know, because he told me, he says, I told her in the beginning, I'm a sexual person. I need to be able to have my freedom and you can have yours too. And they've agreed on it.
How old is
you
he?
Know, they're 40 now, I think.
Okay, that's yeah. a good age.
And what will happen is once one of them can no longer go that path, they really have to work on
right.
what can they do.
Right. The moment
them.
There's jealousy in there, then you got to
stop
it. Just
think about it. Money. You know, if let's say they're not very rich.
Right.
You know, they don't less necessarily live paycheck to paycheck, but they don't have much. Well, what happens if going away for the weekend, you spend $300 but now you can't fix the roof.
Right.
Or, you know, or take your mate on little vacation or
it's
buy gifts.
It's all about checks and balances and nurturing your greatest asset, your relationship.
Right. Absolutely. And that's a great way to wrap up the show. Jeff and Cindy Ullman, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you. Very interesting,
a lot of fun. And we'll definitely have you back. And that's not something that I say to all guests, you know. So we must
to old guests or all?
To all. I'm
thank
sorry.
Thank you
to
very
all.
Much. You just affirmed us.
It's my Israeli
us.
Accent.
You gave us a big hug. Thank
yeah,
you.
There you go. Of course. Well, you made it all the way here and stuff. So we appreciate that. Charlotte, thank you so much.
Thank
you're
you.
A lot of fun. Did you have fun?
Yes, a lot of fun.
You think you could dig this every day?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right, awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
And now it's time for the best morning show on radio, broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio in Studio City, California. Get ready for Sam in the Morning.